بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين We continue lesson 50. In the end of this lesson, there is a short description about heaven. As I said, we are not really able to describe heaven. Our language is limited, and also the way we understand the words is based on our experience. So when I say water, you think of water in dunya. When I say, you know, river, I say, you know, milk, honey, tree, fruits. So although there are similarities, but there are also differences. The Quran tells us that in heaven there are gardens which are as wide as the skies and the earth. وَجَنَّةً أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ With trees, with ripe fruits, which are also accessible. You know, sometimes you see there is a very nice fruit, but very far, you cannot reach. Yeah? But Quran says, قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةً The fruits are very near, and you can, you know, quickly pick up the fruits. There are magnificent buildings, houses, very pure and clean water flowing in rivers, milk and honey, and some drink. We may call it sharab, but this sharab, this liquid, this drink is not wine like dunya. It's not that this wine in akhirah, it becomes halal. No, this wine, unfortunately, not only damages health, but also damages your rational power. Yeah. This is one of the major problems with wine, alcoholic drinks, that you cannot think and understand and have full control over your action and over your deeds. But why the Quran uses the concept of sharab or, you know, khamr, for example? Because that khamr is healthy, is not causing, you know, drunkenness. And the reason, perhaps in my understanding, the reason the Quran uses the concept of khamr is because wine, with all the problems that it has, there are some benefits in it. Yeah? Quran says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ They ask you about wine and gambling. Tell there are some benefits for people in them, but also a great sin. This shows also the fairness of the Quran. You know, and we have to learn this fairness. Even if something is haram, the Quran acknowledges that there must be, can be some good things in it. So maybe a person has bad problems, but also we have to see good problems, good qualities. So, in khamr, there are some manafi', some benefits. What are these benefits? Maybe one benefit was that there would be no germ. You know, especially in the past, you know, they didn't have clean water. So they had to rely sometimes on wine because it was more, you know, healthy, you know, hygienic, because they didn't have water, you know. And especially in Europe, you know, sometimes they had the problem of having healthy and clean water. So they were using wine. Either alone or adding to water to make it clean. Maybe there are other benefits that we don't know. But one thing that I was thinking about it, I don't know, maybe there is a truth in it. When mystics, you know, some mystics, especially in poem, they talk about wine, sharab, and khamr. Why they use khamr here? Not because of the bad side of it. They use khamr because they say khamr has this effect that can make you forget yourself and can make you forget your worries. Okay? So when they want to say that someone is, for example, experiencing real love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in some mystical poem, they use the concept of drinking wine. And then they bring all those, you know, terminologies about, you know, the cup and the one who is distributing wine and all these things. And, you know, the place of selling wine, or meikade, all these things. Saqi and mei. Okay? So maybe the reason is this, that wine has this quality that can bring focus and concentration on something and make you forget other things. Okay? This is not the way people drink alcohol and wine. But this is the side of wine which is good. So if we could have a heavenly wine, I think that wine is the wine that brings focus, that brings concentration and complete devotion to the person. This is why, in addition to water and milk, you know, wine is mentioned. So it's different, but there is this common point between the two. So this is about the drinks which are there. The other thing is that whatever the people of heaven like, they would have it. فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنفُسِ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُونِ. Whatever you like, whatever you have appetite for, is available. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا. Whatever they want is there. وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. Even we have more. So whatever they want is there, but we have more. It means that there are things that they don't want, but still we have for them. They don't want because they cannot think about it. You know? If you tell a child, whatever you want, I will give you. He would ask you for something that he understands. He says, you know, I want a chocolate, I want crisp, I want, you know, a toy. Yeah? If he grows, you know, he says, I want bicycle, then I don't say motorcycle, car, you know. So every person, depending on his understanding, has a range of requests and wishes. So Allah says, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا. Whatever they want is there. But وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. But we have extra, we have more. Perhaps these are also the same things that Allah says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةَ أَعْيُونَ. No one knows what Allah has hidden, you know, as a surprise for them. These are the things that they never thought about it. Okay? So there are many things in heaven that when you see, then you start even having an idea about it beyond your expectations. The Quran talks about their dress, about them sitting on, like, you know, some, I don't know, like sofas or, you know, some sarir, facing each other, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not saying any useless or nonsense, you know, words. and not listening to that. They are not suffering from cold or heat. The weather is perfect. There is no, you know, too much heat or coldness. They have no tiredness, no fear, no regret, no sorrow, no hostility towards each other, hatred towards each other. Pure and clean. Once I had a kind of humorous conversation with someone. You know, we were traveling together with some friends in some very beautiful places in Italy. You know, there are some very beautiful places there. So one of the brothers said, if this is so beautiful, then how is heaven? When here is so beautiful, then how is heaven? So I said, the difference between here and heaven is that in heaven, you too are also beautiful. Because we only think that the beauty is in what we see, forgetting that the mu'min who is in heaven is more beautiful than everything else. The mu'min in heaven is more beautiful than the trees and flowers and the fruits and the rivers of heaven. And this is why their desire for mu'minin is more than the desire of mu'minin for heaven. Okay? So this is also something to remember, that you cannot have an ugly character and then go to heaven and enjoy. There are some also descriptions about their food and about also the rizwan, the pleasure of Allah. You know, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, to know that Allah is pleased with you. Yeah, this is great achievement for them when they know that after all, Allah says, I am pleased with you. This is great. Then there is a description about hell. You know, one alim was always speaking about heaven. And people said, you know, why you don't speak about hell? He said, because hell is where you go and see. So I say about the things that you are not going to see. So it's difficult to talk about hell. And I hope, inshallah, no one is going to experience it. So about the punishment, and the author says, this is for the people in whose heart there is no light of iman. And also the capacity of hell is so much that even if all bad people are put inside, still it says, hal min mazid. يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد. We ask him, are you filled and have become full? He says, is there any more? Of course, this doesn't necessarily mean that hell would be for example, having too many people or majority of people. Because, you know, Allah said, لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمِنْ مَنْ تَبَعَكَ. Allah said to Shaitan, after Shaitan said, you know, he's going to deceive, Allah said, I'm going to fill the hell. Then when Allah says, حَلِمْ تَلَعَتْ, are you full? It means that perhaps Allah wants to see if his promise has been actualized. So is it enough? And there is a beautiful explanation here that Allah has deliberately made hell in the way that by itself is a small. Therefore, if you put few people inside, it becomes full, but it still can grow. You know, like plastic can grow. So there is no need to put many people to make it full. So Allah is indeed somehow frightening bad people that I'm going to make hell full of you, but He has Himself kindly made the hell in the way that it can be full with few people. Okay? So He says, تَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ, means that I can grow. So, inshallah, kindness of Allah is going to help, inshallah. But we should not take this as an advantage and, you know, become careless. We have to be 100% careful with respect to the things which go out of control. Then we, inshallah, expect help. There are descriptions about the fire and how that fire not only burns the body, but also tattali'u 'ala al-af'idah, heart, and maybe not only the physical heart, means the soul, your soul will be burnt, okay? And body also is not going to be burnt and finish. New skin will come. كُلَّمَا نَدَجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَا جُلُودَ آخَرِينَ. So, there is this description. I don't want to make you feel very sad now, but it's important to read it yourself so that, inshallah, you know what is there, and we should anyway prepare ourselves for maybe this is going to happen, you know, we don't know, so we should not think that we are going to go definitely to heaven. There is also something about the fact that the people who are in hell, they sometimes want to bring excuses, but they will not be let. لَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ. They will not be given permission to ask, you know, for forgiveness, to bring excuses, because they don't have any excuse. Sometimes they ask the guardians to reduce their azab, but then they say, Allah has sent you the prophets and Allah has completed hujjah over you. Sometimes they say, you know, please kill us. Then they say, you have to stay here. لِيَغْضَ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. They would ask the people of heaven to give them food and water. But then they would say, the blessings of heaven are forbidden for you. You cannot benefit from the blessings of heaven. They would in turn ask the people of hell, what has put you here? مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. Why you are here? Maybe they know, but they want them to admit. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِذِينَ. They say we were not praying, or it's better to translate it, we were not one of the people who are people of prayer. لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. That's saying لَمْ نُصَلِّ. So because sometimes people say prayer, but they are not musalli. We were not giving zakat to the masakin, feeding masakin. We were denying the day of judgment. So these are the reasons they say that have led to them being there. There is also a discussion inside hell between them and Shaitan. They want to blame Shaitan. And Shaitan says, لا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم. Don't blame me, blame yourself. I had no control over you. ما كان لي عليكم من سلطان. I only invited you. إنما دعوتكم. Of course, Shaitan would be responsible, but they have also responsibility. And this is about lesson 50. Then the next lesson is about a comparison between dunya and akhirah. I make it very quickly because it's very short. And then, inshallah, we will have a small report inshallah. Lesson 51 is a comparison between dunya and akhirah. One of the things that we find in the Quran is that Quran itself compares dunya and akhirah. For example, the Quran says that akhirah is better and more endurable. لَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ وَأَبْقَى. Dunya is not that good in the sense of being little. مَتَاءٌ قَلِيل. Dunya, with all the vastness, is little compared to akhirah. Akhirah is better and akhirah is more endurable. Dunya lasts for you for a short period of time, but akhirah is eternal. Another thing is that in akhirah, you have pure pleasure or pure pain. But in dunya, you cannot have pure pleasure. We talked already about this. Another thing is that akhirah is by itself valuable. Akhirah has independent value. But dunya has relative value. It means that it's valuable for the sake of akhirah. If akhirah was not there, dunya was not worth living. So, inshallah, as we will talk about it later in another lesson, ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. Dunya is a place that you are there temporarily to do something for your akhirah. Like, for example, when you go for shopping, why you go for shopping? You go to a supermarket or shopping center. You go there because you want to gain something for home, to take with you home. Your life is not in the shopping center. Your life is in home. You go there, you buy something quickly, and go home. You shouldn't think that, okay, this shopping center is very beautiful. Let me stay here, you know, all my life. No, shopping center is just something that you go temporarily, buy something, come out. You go, I don't know, to doctor, for example. You shouldn't say, you know, this surgery is very comfortable, you know, let me stay here all my life. You are there just to see the doctor, you know, check your, you know, health and come out. So there are places that have relative value, relative significance. Dunya is like that. Dunya has relative significance. We are not created for dunya. We are created for akhirah. But we have to go to dunya. Yeah? Like, you know, you have to eat. You have to drink. You have to have some test and trial. So the asala, the primary value belongs to akhirah. Another thing is that your akhirah is very much based on what you choose in dunya. Although akhirah is the main thing, but you decide what type of life you are going to have in akhirah based on what you are going to do in dunya. And the author says something very nice. He says, imagine if someone had not done anything bad in dunya. Okay, he was not doing any injustice, not doing any, you know, corruption, any mischief. Still, it would be waste of life if you have not done anything for akhirah. Yeah? You have gone to a shopping center, you didn't do anything bad. But if you have not taken anything for home, so you have wasted your time. And now imagine if you go to the shopping center and do robbery, killing, you know, all the bad things. So if we go from dunya empty-handed, it is bad. And if, na'uzu billah, we go with hands, you know, polluted with crimes and killing and mischief, then it's worse. So we have to benefit from this limited time that we have for our eternal life and should not be deceived by the quick attractions that are there in dunya. Don't forget, you know, like a person who is going to school, on the way to a school, sees something, you know, like Pinocchio, then forgets the school and everything. We should not be like Pinocchio in dunya. Allah has sent us to dunya to learn something and to gain something. Yeah? So we have to be careful. Otherwise, we will make childish mistakes. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.